Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number three. I mean, this show has flown by. Do we have 2 hours already under the belt? I guess we do.
We've been talking about China for a good minute.
Yeah, we had a few China scenarios to run through. Yeah. By the way, I had a couple of text messages on that too. By the way, John from Lexington says, China though gets 80% of its food and energy via sea, so cut the sea lanes and half are dead from starvation in a year. Go Navy. Interesting. That's okay, John. Great point, John from Lexington, South Carolina. What else we got there? Jeff from Indiana. And I don't know why he's sending me a bag of giant pork rinds. I missed the text in front of it. He said, here's my food tease of the day. I told the attendant that I've been advertising for his catfish. He says they've been selling more fish lately. Maybe he'll become a Right Side advertiser.
That's not a bad idea.
We'll take him, man. That's what we'll do. You know, you what, Jeff, you'll be the man on the road. We'll have like the food stops that all recommended by Jeff. Three thumbs up from Right Side ruffian Jeff from Indiana. Matthew from Trinity talking about the child, the stuff where parents are losing their kids because they're not identifying with their gender identity and all that, or affirming it. He says it's worse than that. It's state-sponsored child abuse. I would agree with that, sir. I would indeed. And then John from Huntsville just loved the section of Butters and Lee we just did. So there's that. All right. Let me jump in here. Next dipper, I'm calling it divisive concepts. Shouldn't have to be this ugly. You know, it shouldn't have to be this ugly. I'm just saying. This is when I was a kid, my granny would say, now y'all play Purdy. That's how she used to always say it. Y'all play Purdy now, when we were fussing and carrying on. But y'all, every once in a while, there's going to be a fuss, and I get that. But sometimes you look at it and go, I don't get it. What's the fuss? What is it? What is the problem here? So a moment ago, Lee was on, and she was talking about being in Montgomery yesterday and witnessing some pretty heated rhetoric, pretty awful rhetoric if you get down to it, from Representative Chris Engelon. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But let me just tell you, if you recall yesterday, I had me a bit of a rant about Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin of Birmingham. Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin of Birmingham just takes issue with the idea that the legislature would ever consider putting a stop to diversity, equity, and inclusion practices at state-run institutions and places of education. He is so into the idea of keeping DEI that he is literally about to, you know, just create a revolt. Let me tell you what's happened here. So the legislation that I'm talking about, which is being sponsored by Senator Will Barfoot, great dude from down around Pratt Road, or Pike Road. Anyway, he says, it says here that the legislation would prohibit public entities from promoting, endorsing, or requiring affirmation of divisive concepts related to race, sex, or religion. And basically what it says is things like you don't use critical race theory. You don't tout one race as being better than the other. You don't teach alternative history to promote something that is not true, like the 1619 Project, saying that the United States is based on slavery. In a Twitter thread, Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin reacted to the proposal by asking why Alabama would ever, quote, make it illegal for institutions of higher learning to promote diversity and inclusion among its faculty and staff. He likened it, oh, by the way, to George Wallace standing in the doorway of the university. Here we go. It's all about race. He went on, Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin did. He went on to say, although I'm the biggest Bama fan, I have no problem organizing black parents and athletes to attend other institutions outside the state where diversity and inclusion are prioritized. So let me get this straight. He can't run his city well. He can't. But he has time to go organize athletes and tell them why they should not play for the University of Alabama or Auburn University or Troy State or Jacksonville State or South Alabama or any of them. He has the ability, in his mind, to tell people why they are no longer welcome there and rally them up to leave. Come on. I mean, He's got a few followers on Twitter, but I'm pretty sure he ain't got that kind of clout. Meanwhile, the rhetoric in Montgomery has reached a pitch level. By the way, I've been down there and seen some of this. Every once in a while you look at it and go, ah, oh, geez, come on, man. Just stop. Well, yesterday was one of those days. State Senator Will Barfoot filed his legislation. This story came out yesterday. Filed his legislation. It was in committee yesterday. The bill would prohibit state agencies, local boards of education, public colleges, and universities from maintaining a DEI office or a department or sponsoring any diversity, equity, and inclusion programs or programs that advocate for a divisive concept. Barfoot's words were, there are schools around the state, public institutions of higher ed, that do not have a DEI program, like Troy, and yet their diversity level is far and away higher than many other universities. What he's saying is, you're not required to have a DEI policy and a DEI office in order to have diversity. How about this? Just follow best practices. But then Democrats went crazy. So State Senator Roger Smitherman, and I know Roger. I've gotten along with Roger in the past. He's one of those Democrats that we will never agree on policy, but I could shake his hand and enjoy his company for a few minutes. But Roger can get, I mean, the rhetoric can fly. When he or Bobby Singleton in the state Senate go to the microphone, he gets to the microphone and he says, you're trying to destroy every black person in this state. You're trying to destroy them. That's what you're doing. This is a quote. If you don't think that this critical race theory bill doesn't wipe us out as a race, it wipes us out. It wipes everything that's been accomplished by African Americans or the avenues and valleys that are open for them to have an opportunity in this state is wiped out. Come on. Now, let's remind ourselves, please. There are already laws on the books, rightfully so, that prevent discrimination. Why then do we allow, in the era of preventing discrimination, why then do we allow reverse discrimination? Why do we allow alternative history? Why do we allow critical race theory? Well, we shouldn't. And then it got further. State Senator Kirk Hatcher, Democrat from Montgomery, he mentions he might just resign from the Senate altogether. What? Well, listen, dude, if you are that weak-kneed that you can only stay in office when things are going your way, then you're in the wrong job to begin with, and you misrepresented yourself to your constituents. He says, I'm just tired. This has been going on now since the session began. I'm praying about a letter that I penned to resign from the Senate. I can't do things like this. Give me a break, weak sister. All right, so in the end, all the bill does is, and it's called divisive concepts. It's called that for a reason, because they're divisive. The legislation would prohibit certain public entities from conditioning their enrollment or attendance in certain classes or training based on race or color. The bill would authorize certain public entities to discipline or terminate employees or contractors who violate that act. The bill would provide that certain circumstances regarding things like accreditation and academic instructions and student groups are not prohibited. In other words, you can still have a black student union at the college, but we're not going to just gear our admissions policies towards one demographic over another. Anyway, all this to say, the rhetoric got madness yesterday. It got in the madness level yesterday. All because a divisive concepts bill, and here's what they're doing, they will immediately default to race. They have defaulted now to the idea that if you're not going to let me get my, you know, my way, that it's racism. Well, I'm going to go back in a minute after this next break, and I'm going to give you the broader, the more specific detail, excuse me, of what Representative Chris England said to my friend, Bishop Jim Lowe, who is a wonderful man, a black man of color, a man of the cloth, who just spoke the truth, and Chris England didn't want to have any of it. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, you know, saving the world one soundbite at a time. What was that text you were talking about a minute ago?
Danny from Pembroke, Alabama. He says,
Danny.
DEI, Does that mean divide and exclude intelligence?
Danny, that may go on a bumper sticker or something, man. That's good. All right. Hey, by the way, text lines are indeed open. Text it or call it. Same number, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Hey, by the way, you hear those ads playing during the break? Let me just remind you guys, Right Side Radio, we are a standalone entity. A part of the way that we maintain our business is to sell ads. So if you listen to the show, just understand there's a ton of ruffians out there, Right Side ruffians, listening to this show. And if you are also a Right Side ruffian and you have goods or services for sale, you may want to know that you've got a captive audience right here. And if you want to advertise at Right Side, you don't call the station, you contact us directly. You go to rightsideradio.org. That's our website, rightsideradio.org. Click on the advertising and contact tab and just send us a message. And Lauren will get back to you ASAP. We would love to get you on the team. Rightsideradio.org. Advertise your goods and wares on Right Side Radio. So I'm in this this dipper on divisive concepts. Y'all, the rhetoric in Montgomery has been beyond the pale. But what's interesting is to read what the bill really is. You know, they did this down in Florida with the Don't Say Gay bill, which had nothing to do with that. Nothing. In fact, there was one particular moment in a press conference with Governor Ron DeSantis when one of the liberal medias of the press said, about that Don't Say Gay bill, he said, stop. Nowhere in the bill does it say that. Nowhere. And that's the case. Roger Smitherman's rhetoric notwithstanding, there is nothing in this bill that harms black people. There is nothing in this bill that prevents history from being told. There's nothing in this bill that says that you're not going to be able to have a chance at life anymore if you're not the right skin color. What we're saying is stop the trend of pushing and pushing and pushing for things that aren't real, like, you know, teaching alternative forms of history or denigrating, you know, one race over the other and making kids, you know, take the perp walk for their white privilege. And yes, we are seeing that in schools around the nation. AL.com has a piece on that bill. It says at least 8 of the state's 14 public four-year universities do have a specific office devoted to diversity and inclusion efforts. So 8 out of 14 have an office right now. They would be banned if the bill passes. Barfoot's bill is the first to specifically ban DEI programs. It also includes a bathroom bill element that would prohibit higher education institutions from allowing individuals to use a restroom that is different from their biological sex. So last spring, lawmakers sent a funding request out to all the college presidents. They wanted to know, how many of y'all are spending money on DEI? AL.com found that much of the spending went towards anti-discrimination programs and other federally mandated services. Okay. But the legislation right now lists 9, and AL.com calls them so-called divisive concepts. Most of them relate to race, ethnicity, sex, religion, national origin. Things like, you ready? Brace yourselves. It's controversial, y'all. Things that would be banned are things like making individuals feel guilty about or need to apologize for the basis of their identity. Like, you're white, therefore you're not as good. You're white, you have privilege. You're black and you don't matter as much. You're Asian and you're greedy, or, you know, just pick one. And these things, you can't teach that stuff and expect it to be okay. That meritocracy and hard work ethics are racist or sexist traits. By the way, go look at, you know, the tenets of critical race theory and the proponents of Black Lives Matter, and this ultra left-wing trend right now is to say that if you are looking for something to be given on merit or people to have hard work, that's racist in some way. Come on. And you're not allowed to teach that slavery and racism are aligned with the founding principles of the United States. No, they weren't at all. The guy named Jerome Dees from the Southern Poverty Law Center, here we go, asked if the bill was going to prevent teachers from talking about the founding fathers' views on slavery. No, of course not. You know what? But don't try to pretend that because, you know, somebody back in that day had slaves, they didn't do anything else good. You know, God uses flawed people. And oh, by the way, what nation has done more to overcome slavery and to overcome slavery in the world than the United States? In the middle of all that, what state has come further than any other state? Alabama. Alabama is both the cradle of the origins of the Confederacy. It is also the cradle of the modern civil rights movement. You've got everything happening right here, and no state has come further. None. But it had to get ugly. It had to get ugly. On another bill, not just the DEI bill, but the one that we talked about earlier that some people are calling the What is a Woman bill, House Bill 111, sponsored by our friend State Representative Susan DeVos, it does is seek to codify biological definitions. It allows for distinctions in the law, male and female, period. That's it. That's all it does. But now we have a controversy. So Bishop Lowe, who is a wonderful man, he was actually, a survivor of the church bombing in Birmingham when he was a child. Was a civil rights activist. Loves the Lord and is fairly conservative. And by the way, he's one of those guys too. When you're sitting around him, you just feel like you ought to get some kind of education credit for hearing him talk. But he got up yesterday at a hearing and he said, most people throughout history believed human beings were divinely designed by God when he created them as male and female. He created them equal, but he made them differently. And since then, they've been born into the world either male or female for thousands of years, except up until now, where we seem to have lost an ability to see the difference. Even those who didn't believe in God, who had eyes to see, they knew there was visibly a difference between a man and a woman, and those differences needed to be respected. Failing to recognize those differences can mean an abuse of the individual. And that has always been understood since the beginning, and that is, again, up until this generation. At that point, Democrat Representative Chris England jumped in. He said, sounds to me like your world is binary. Bishop Lowe says, my world is based upon what the Word of God says. God's Word said something, I'm going to stand by it. England says, but you'll, before they even enter your church, tell them they really don't have a place there. And he said, I would never do that. He said, but your language and how you present what you talk about, those things are discriminatory. Bishop Lowe said no. And then England went off into a diatribe about exclusions and how what we end up with is a population of individuals that will commit suicide. And Bishop Lowe said, all we're seeking to do is to define what is a man and what is a woman. Make it legal, because right now we already see that people don't know the difference. Y'all, it shouldn't be that divisive. I'll tell you a little more about it when we get back and let you know what's happening around the nation on this very topic. Alabama's not alone. This is going on. This is a thing. It's amazing that we have to deal with it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. I mean, just making common sense like a superpower. Listen, I got to tell you who else has some common sense superpower, and that's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. So Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across our overly broad listening area. So Southern Immediate Care in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Y'all, they've got a pretty amazing reach. They are open 7 days a week at all their locations. They will see all ages. I'm talking about from pediatric all the way up to geriatric. Southern Immediate Care, and by the way, this is who I use personally, and I've enjoyed it. And the reason why they advertise now is not for any other reason except that I was going there, and I thought I could brag on these people, and I went and asked them. Turns out they're owned by a Right Side ruffian. So, yeah, we're glad to have Southern Immediate Care on the list right now. And, oh, by the way, you can find them, too. If you need something, look them up. Find the location nearest to you. Head on down there. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. All right. I am back in this divisive concepts thing. Y'all, I figured I'd probably better look and see what some of the more liberal arms of the media are saying. So I pulled one from NPR. Oh, Phil, did you go to NPR? Yes, I did. How about this one? I pulled this from the National Education Association, the National Teachers Union website. Holy cow, I feel like I need to take a shower. All right, here's the deal. Just so you know, they talk about it like it's a bad thing. But the NEA, yeah, okay, first of all, let me just say this. If you've got half of the states trying to pass legislation to correct issues related to DEI, there may be a problem. If you've only got one state doing it, maybe two. If Washington did it, if California did it, whatever. 24 states right now are weighing anti-DEI bills right now as we speak. Piece posted on the NEA's website, Dateline last week, February 14th. 24 states are weighing anti-DEI bills this spring, many aiming to close their multicultural and LGBTQ plus campus centers. No, they're not. No, they're not. They are not. If there's an LGBTQ plus club, they're not going to lose their clubhouse. If there's a Black student union, there will still be a Black student union. If there is a Native American annex, there will still be a Native American annex. Nobody's closing down those voluntary organizations and places. What we're saying is the school will not be funding DEI initiatives. 65 DEI, anti-DEI bills have been introduced. 8 of them have already become law just since the year 2023 ended. That's epic doings. Here's what the NEA says, though. Liberal mantra. You ready? The heart of DEI is about creating and sustaining environments that support students and faculty who have been traditionally underrepresented on college campuses, that make them feel safe and welcome, and treat them fairly. After decades of exclusionary practices and policies, this work includes students of color, LGBTQ plus students, military veterans. What? Big Rig, did you know that we as military veterans are somehow been discriminated against all this time? I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I didn't, actually.
Yeah. So, all right, you and I have been classically underrepresented. We need diversity, equity, and inclusion to make sure you and I have an opportunity in life.
Okay. So how do we do this?
I guess we have to block that bill from passage.
Okay. We got to start an organization or something?
I guess.
A club.
This is ridiculous.
Build a clubhouse.
This is ridiculous. Yeah. You know what I would say, too? Most veterans are not the kind of people who need you to come rescue them. Just saying.
Yeah.
All right. People with disabilities, those from rural areas or from low income, they basically name most of America. Okay. But then they go on to quote, oh, boy, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona. Yeah. He says, these are very deliberate attempts to seek division in our schools so that a private option sounds better for parents. Oh, yeah. See, it's about crushing public education. 4 years ago, it was masks. And then it was critical race theory. And now DEI and then banning books. And every year there's something to stoke division in an attempt to disrupt our public school and decrease confidence in our public schools. How about this? Stop trying to make people feel bad for being something other than what you are. That's all it means. We're beyond that. Is racism going to exist in the world? It is, unfortunately. I can't stop it. Is racism systemic right now? No, it is not. Is the U.S. military systemically racist? No. Do LGBTQ kids get denied entry into colleges of their choice? No. Is there something out there right now that says, we as a university have decided that we just don't want Black athletes? No. Nothing. But what they're doing right now is they're hyperventilating on the question of DEI, and they're moving towards basically what amounts to reverse discrimination. Utah, by the way, the NPR piece I've got, Utah is the latest state to ban DEI efforts. Story came out at the end of January. They take issue with it. You can imagine. Headed into his final year of his first term, Cox, the governor, Spencer Cox, has shifted to the right on diversity, equity, and inclusion. After vetoing a ban on transgender students, Cox then signed a bill regulating discussion of race and religion in public schools to ban, for example, teaching that anybody can be racist merely because they're raced. No, he didn't. What he said is stop being racist. What he said is stop with the madness that says that we are a racist nation. Anyway, Texas also passed it. Story here came out 5 days ago. Washington Examiner. Put aside the teachers union stuff and the NPR stuff and pick up Washington Examiner. I just feel better all of a sudden. Anyway, officials at Texas public universities are quietly trying to implement diversity, equity, inclusion after a statewide ban on the ideology took effect. So here's the deal. undercover video by a group called Accuracy in Media, went out to Texas universities and found that several of them, actually what I'm saying is their liberal staff, their faculty, is trying to find so-called creative ways to maintain DEI initiatives after having had them banned. We're not allowed to say DEI anymore, said one employee at Texas A&M. The new law just started. I think they're calling it, I don't know, I forget what the stupid title is, she says. But yeah, it's pretty much like, you know, yeah, so it's to represent all the DEI work. They just, we rebranded it, and we're still doing the same work. We just can't call it that. Come on, people. I mean, anyway, the bottom line is this is not that divisive. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. It is not. And the very idea that liberals are going to scream racism because we're going to say, let's stop pretending that life is systemically racist and let's get on with things. Now we're racist. All right, you got a couple of text messages here. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee. DEI stands for Democrats Exceptionally Ignorant. I like that. That is absolutely a bumper sticker. DEI, Democrats are exceptionally ignorant. Glenn from Bluntsville has texted in. He says, I'm a disabled veteran. Do I get to be in your clubhouse or do I get my own? Come on in, man. We'll take you. Glenn from Bluntsville, you are a right side ruffian. And by the way, thanks for your service. I appreciate that very much. All right. Wow. That was quite the topic. What you got, bud?
Did you read that text from Scott from Huntsville?
Did not I see it? No, it's off topic. I didn't go there.
Oh, okay.
Trump going to jail. I mean, that's got nothing to do with what I'm talking about. Okay. So I kind of blew right past it. Yeah. Wow. All right. Listen, text in or call it in 833-687-4448. We're going to go ahead and head to the last break of the day. We'll come back and we'll put a lid on this one. I'll tell you about some things that are coming up tomorrow. I'm pretty stoked about the lineup for tomorrow's show. And, it should be absolutely a good one, but yeah, divisive concepts. Why are they divisive? Because liberals want them to be. That's why. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. So a couple of texts, and then I see I got a phone call. Let's see here. Dave from Battleground says, I was once a correction officer. I remember one time when a young man accused me of being racist because I wouldn't give him a remote for the TV. I told him I'm not racist. I don't even like NASCAR. Now that, hang on a second. Amy from Rainbow City just texted. She says, yesterday, a group of transgenders at the DEI bill committee down in Montgomery questioned Senator Barfoot after the meeting, saying they wanted proof of this DEI indoctrination. I respectfully said, not only is gender ideology being pushed through DEI, but that we're paying individuals over $350,000 of our tax dollars to oversee DEI at UAB and other public colleges. Today, the Senate has discussed only the DEI bill, and it's been going on for 6 hours, and it's still going, and Senator Barfoot's been standing at the podium being respectful the entire time. Man, good for him. You go, Will Barfoot. I need to get him on the air. Anyway, thanks for the update, Amy. I appreciate that very much. And then, let's see here. I had one more. There it is, JT from Lacey Springs. He says, very enjoyable show today. Let's exit Turbo Thursday and prep for a fabulous Friday. I like that. I'm digging it. And then Bev from Madison says, Phil, DEI is a great idea. Soon the NFL or the college teams will have to allow, say, a 60-something-year-old woman to join the team. No skills or ability required. Just diversity, equity, and inclusion. Can't wait to be entertained by that lawsuit when they try to turn her down. Bev, you nailed it. DEI doesn't matter when you're trying to field a winning team, does it? I got a caller here. That'd be Jeff Rowe from Indiana. Jeff, what are you doing, man?
Trying to digest all that good fish I ate.
I worry about you eating all that fried food while you're trapped in that truck for like 6 hours in a row.
Oh, I am a truck driver, so I'm immune to grease, I think.
You can enjoy that fish. You can also rub it on your wheel bearings if you need to and keep things going, right?
There you go. Hey, other than real estate law, do you see any other thing that's got equity included in any descriptions?
No. In fact, what you typically see are things that talk about what you can't do. But equity is where you're trying to force someone to do something. And so, yeah, you can't discriminate for, you know, age, race, sex, pregnancy, religion, those kind of things. But you also can't force someone to go hire X number of people who believe religiously like this or look just like that. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the definition of equity is, you know, basically you owe somebody something. And the Constitution is all about equality. You know, nobody owes anything except for, you know, a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in this country. So I don't know where everybody's coming off of this equity stuff. And if you ever wanted to ban a word, that's what I want banned, is anywhere the equity is used in a law.
Well, if you ever get a chance to meet my kids, and I know they were like, my daughter was at the Moms for Liberty event with me the other night and met a bunch of ruffians. But you ask them, I guarantee you, they'll tell you, when they were growing up, they were not allowed to use the word fair. Oh, Dad, that's not fair. We don't use that word in this house. Life's not fair. You know, and you know, life can be unfair at times, but the demand that life suddenly be fair for everybody, all that's saying is you don't have to try. You just have to be given something. And that's not life. That's not life at all.
So the only fair they experienced was when you took them to the fair, huh?
Yeah, I wasn't much on the county fair to begin with. It was always overpriced, and I felt like somebody was going to kidnap me while I was there.
Oh, yeah. You never know what you're going to see, a place like that. Just little animals, usually.
All right, where are you on the road right now, man?
I am coming up on where the Rocket used to be. That I don't think that they ever paid the state of Alabama. Did they ever pay for that, taking that monument down?
Well, I actually have some inside scoop that I'm not allowed to talk about yet. But I portend that there might be good things coming in Rocket Land. Let's put it that way. That's the understanding I have.
Oh, it's about time. This I think it was $12 million they spent on this thing, trying to refurbish this thing.
Oh, they actually were going to, but they decided not to, and then they just tore it down. But the thing that really bugs me too is what did they do with it? They just scrapped it, I guess. I mean, they could have sold pieces of that as souvenirs. I mean, it's just gone. Hey Jeff, I think I had somebody else trying to call in here momentarily, but you be careful on the road, my brother.
Thank you, Phil. Have a good one.
All right. We'll see you, man. Did that call – is somebody – I thought somebody was dialing just a moment ago. I had a text here saying I'm trying to call in, and the phone keeps ringing.
Yeah, I can't answer two at once.
Okay. Well, we'll work that out. So if that person calls back in, that'll be fine. John from Huntsville just texted in and says, Phil, you actually made it through the entire show without any technical difficulties. Yes, we did. And your performance was fantastic. Thank you, my brother. But I did have to count off 2 points for going to NPR. I know, and I still need a shower. You still get a double plus, he says, and Big Rig gets a plus for his awesome performance. And believe it or not, today's co-winners are Butters and Lee with an A triple plus. Congratulations, John Munsville. Awesome. Appreciate that. And Lee from Huntsville's on the line right now. Hey, Lee, what are you doing?
Hey, I wanted to win by myself, dadgummit.
Gotta share it with Butters.
Like that. I don't want to share it with Butters. John's always dinging me because I'm an Alabama grad, but whatever, John. I did want to mention that good old Wandalyn Gavan had a bill when I was listening to it, too, by the way, when I was sitting there.
Oh, that's got to be entertaining.
I really thought something was really going to pop off, and I was very excited. And no, it was just very common sense, excellent addition to the human trafficking.
Really?
She's kind of updating a human trafficking law to include those that advertise and seek out people then to lure them into human trafficking. It's just the act of advertising is going to include them in the penalty, you know, of human trafficking, which I was like, well, that's common sense, dadgummit. Wandalyn, you just disappointed me. I expected something spicy and exciting in it.
Listen,
it was just good.
I have seen Wandalyn Gavan go like major cray cray. I mean, I've seen her just I've seen her just coming unglued, and I saw her one time. I walked downstairs from the Senate. We had like this back stairwell. You could come down from the Senate chamber to the House chamber, and I walked in, and it was like pandemonium. And the speaker is banging his gavel, yelling, "There will be order in this house!" And he was going at it. and it was Mac McCutcheon, Speaker of the House, and Wanda LeGavan's at the microphone, and she's yelling, "I'm going to burn this place down. I'm going to burn it all down." And I'm like, my God. And I looked at somebody and I said, this place scares me. I'm going back upstairs.
Well, so, no, I didn't get any of that. I was looking forward to didn't get any of it. It was a good bill. I will say this though, Amy from Rainbow City was in the DEI meeting, and apparently that went off the rails at one point when the professor from Alabama was speaking, and he quit speaking and walked out. And I don't know who it was, but someone walked out into the hallway yelling and screaming at him.
Really?
To how dare he walk out when a senator was speaking, and this was just, or as a rep was speaking, and just was yelling at him, and like it. So there was some excitement in that meeting.
Was he speaking against the bill or for the bill?
Yes, he was speaking against it.
Yeah.
And that's another case of a black professor. They're like, "How dare you disagree with us?" You know, and it was interesting. I know.
Well,
I know. There was I thought it was a good day for watching bills.
Listen, there
except
was
for one guy's bill on something was like 100 minutes long, and we were like, "Oh, come on!"
Listen, I still think that. And by the way, we're up against the break, but Lee, I appreciate you. But I still think that everybody should go see the sausage getting made once in a while because it's eye opening.
Absolutely.
Yep. Appreciate Absolutely. You, Lee. You have a great day, my friend.
Thanks, Phil.
All right. Listen, we are done for the day. Tomorrow, I got a great lineup in studio. Former state senator Clay Schofield, now with the Business Council of Alabama, is going to be with us. And then I got a guy calling in from the American Petroleum Gas Association talking about Biden policies. You're going to want to hear it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all have an amazing night.